Welcome to the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited that you have decided to stop by, tune in and check out the talk show because I have an exciting conversation that I want to chop it up with you tonight. Yes. So listen, if you haven't had an opportunity to grab a couple of your friends before the show gets started, just, you know, send out a text and let them know where you're watching the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show from so we can get into it. So tonight, we're going to talk about, you know what, mixed signals. So while you're texting and reaching out to your friends, let them know the Diva's about to chop it up about mixed signals. But again, I want to thank you for stopping by and checking out the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. You have just tuned in to the hottest, grown and sexiest relationship conversation piece out of Charlotte, North Carolina, delivering the most authentic soulversations, okay, of 2022. My name is Angela Portareal. I am the Diva of the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. Again, welcome to the show. Oh my goodness, so we got some things we want to talk about tonight. Listen, if you haven't had a chance to add the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel to your Roku television, I need you to do so tonight. Add the channel to your programming, okay? If you haven't followed the Diva on any of the social media platforms, I need you to do so tonight. I don't care if it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, wherever you can find the Diva, make sure that you do it because I want to stay connected with you. You and me, okay? We need to be with each other. So that's how we're going to do it. Also, if you have not subscribed to the Diva Speaks Relationships podcast, make sure that you do so tonight because, you know, I don't go live on the podcast very often. My reason being, I don't want to weigh you down with too much relationship banter because I know that of all the podcasts and conversation pieces that they're having out there, you're probably overwhelmed as well with those. And you know, there's a lot of great content out there, but I don't want to feed you too much. So my reasoning for wanting you to subscribe to my podcast is that when I go live as a subscriber or follower, however you label it, it notifies you when I'm live. So if you want to go ahead and check that out and chime in the conversation, come into the chat room, go live with me and offer some feedback on your experience, the conversation, your perception, your perspective, any of that applies. When I'm live on the podcast, you're definitely able to do so. You can find me on Podbean if you want to do that. Now, if you just want to listen to my podcast, the podcast is available wherever you get your podcast from. Again, that would be the Diva Speaks Relationships podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. But if you want to connect with me one-on-one and be able to chop it up with me live on the air, when I go live, make sure that you add the podcast. Also, follow me out there on Station Head Radio. That is where I do the Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships, where I get a letter and I read it and I run it back to you and I run back my response, my opinion, you know, and we kind of talk about a little things. It's just a few minutes of your day when I do deliver a letter. But again, you can find Diva Speaks Relationships Radio on Station Head Radio, okay? So we can all stay together and keep these conversations going. My website, which is featured at the beginning of the show as well as the end of the show, is a one-stop shop for all things Diva Speaks related. So it'll point you to my social media pages. It'll direct you to the podcast. You can pick any show that you want to listen to. It gives you my email address. It's just a platform of different ways to engage with Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show and ministry. So later this year, I'm going to be pushing out more of the relationships ministry aspect. I have some great news. I have joined forces with some more marriage and relationship content creators who my vision and my purpose aligns with perfectly. Two married couples out of the great state of Texas. You know, that is my home. I'm a born and bred Texan. Two wonderful couples that are going to be joining forces with Diva Speaks Relationships, and you will be seeing their content featured on the channel later on this year. Some more good stuff about marriages and relationship, and helping you to grow and helping you to overcome, keeping you inspired, keeping you encouraged, letting you know that whatever season you are in, you are not in it alone. Many of us have been there, done that. There are some that are still going through it who have successfully put a lot of things behind them and moving on through the journey to their, you know, to their promised land. But definitely, this is the channel where you want to connect with real people, having real conversations about real life relationship issues, not that BS that you're hearing on social media, not the adversarial conversations, the combativeness, the finger pointing, the blame game. That's not what you're going to get here, honey. This is for the grown and for the sexy. We're talking about real things. And 9 times out of 10, if you met me in person, the way that I am delivering information to you is how I talk in real life, in my own life, to my own friends and family. So I just wanted to keep you encouraged and inspired. Again, if you haven't reached out, grab somebody, text somebody, let them know where you're watching the show from. Tell them that I get tongue-tied. The Diva Speaks Relationships talk show is on right now. You can find my talk show on Spectrum Cable, AT&T Uverse. If you're in the Carolinas, it's going to be channel 21 for Spectrum and channel 99 for AT&T Uverse, Creole TV Roku channel, Access 21 Roku channel, as well as the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. And you can stream it live from the television station's website every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That web address is tvaccess21.com. Woo, we got that all out of the way. So shall we get into it? Okay, so we're going to be talking about mixed signals tonight. Oh my goodness, I love these live guys, but they are so heavy, and you catch me doing this from time to time, and it's just so they won't blind my vision, okay, or give me a concussion. So we're going to be talking about mixed signals, okay? Mixed signals in the dating phase, in the courting phase, in the getting to know you phase, on the journey to both of those, you know, because there are several levels I think that one must get to in order to establish a relationship. You definitely have to get to know one another. As you're getting to know one another, then you attempt and you start dating one another. And then after successfully dating one another and collecting the information that you're needing to make an informed decision as to if this is the person that you want to entertain exclusively, then we can, you know, determine if we're in a relationship or not, or put a title and a label on it and all of that good stuff. However, it is during those stages sometimes that we encounter the challenges or the bumps in the road. And you start to pick up on things that don't necessarily mesh well with your dating style or technique, or it goes against what you want for yourself, or it sends up major red flags. It's like, wait a minute, whoa, pump the brakes. What the hell are you doing, or what is going on? You may not be communicating it in that fashion to the person that you're interested in or getting to know, but you probably thought it. And you know, it is my firm belief that mixed signals are the breeding ground for trust issues, insecurity. I'm gonna say that again. It is my personal belief that mixed signals definitely breed trust issues, okay, and insecurity in your journey. in the getting to know you phase and dating phase, because you're left with feelings of uncertainty. You're not sure what's going on. There's a lot of inconsistency if you are experiencing mixed signals in this journey with this person. And you know, sometimes it's just the saddest thing. Not sad as in tears sad, but sad as in pathetic, because it's like, oh, I'm really into this person. I really like the time that I'm spending. You know, I'm sexually attracted to this person. I get excited when I think about them. I get enthusiastic at the chance to spend some time with them. I love spending some of my free time with them. I love being with them. You know, they are the jizz to my jazz, and I am just, woo, this person does it for me. And then these jokers hit you with some inconsistency out of the blue. And the first couple of times, you're probably not as in tune with what's happening. But then after two times, you start noticing, okay, there's some inconsistency going on, and you have more question marks than you do firm answers. And doesn't it suck to be in a place where you're left wondering and you have more question marks than you do anything? You don't have any kind of firm reassurance that this person is really into you or really invested in getting to know you or dating you. Because it's like one minute they're hot, the next minute they're cold. One minute they can't get enough of you or you can't get enough of them. And then the next minute it's like, well, damn, do they even know I exist? You got so many different things going on that you can't put it together, and you're left with trying to figure it out, playing the analytics game, calling up a few of your home girls, or for the men, you're trying to chop it up with your home guy or your best guy, and you're talking about this chick. You know, she's what you think you've been looking for. You know, she's aesthetically pleasing. You know, she seems to have it together. You know, she seems to check the boxes for you as far as what you would want on your arm and in your life. You know, you're receptive to having her, you know, be a part of your life. And then you start seeing some things that you're not too fond of. You know, she's hot and cold, or she only picks up during, you know, it's like none of us grown and sexy people want to be left in a position where you're trying to figure out a person when that's not how you started. That's not what you showed me before. Now you're showing me something totally different than I saw before, because had I saw this, I wouldn't have gotten thus far with you. But now I'm somewhat entangled with you. I've been enjoying some of your company, and for some, you've gotten intimate and you don't know what to do. Or you're like, well, I don't really know. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your I don't knows. Let's talk about some of the things that you could be experiencing that could be mixed signals, what they look like. You know, I'm really, really firm on being able to point to things, being able to label things, being able to know what you're looking at. Sometimes what you're looking at is right before you, but you haven't connected the dots to understand this is that. And sometimes it's really discouraging when you learn that this is that. You know, this is the thing that I always said I didn't want. Oh, unfortunately, this is that. This is what I said I didn't want. I didn't want the inconsistency. I didn't want the hot and cold. I didn't want the guessing game. But it seems like this person is coming with all of that. And you are right now probably at a point, especially if you tune in to what I'm saying, are you at a point where you're figuring, you know what, before I go another step further, or you're trying to figure out if you want to go further into this thing, I want to dial it all the way back. I'm going to step back. I'm going to pull back, because they're doing too much of the inconsistency game, right? So I want to talk about the shaky foundation that it lays for those of you who have a good indication that you're looking at some mixed signals here. I want to talk about the confusing messages that it sends when a person is delivering, whether intentional or unintentional, mixed signals, okay? And I wanna talk about how it creates distance, intentionally or unintentionally, when you are on the receiving end of mixed signals, because I just kind of talked about it. I said you might be at a point where you're wanting to dial back or just pull back a little bit until you can get a firm grip on what the hell is going on. What are they doing? What type of person are you really? You know, what do I make of the behaviors that you are displaying right now, front and center? Do I allow you a pass? Or do I just get the hell on with my life? Because, you know, you're showing up in full form as to who you are. You know, and sometimes people, even though you are in a position today and they are in a position today, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things in a short amount of time because I got a surprise for you. Sometimes it's not even that there's anybody else that they're entertaining, and there's nothing wrong with that in and of itself if you have not established exclusivity. But sometimes when two single people meet up and both of you are available and both of you are in a position to date, sometimes you have to be adult enough to have the conversation with yourself first and with that person to understand that the way that the two of you date and move around may not be compatible. The dating styles and techniques and the way that you think things should go does not align with that person. And instead of forcing a person to change or asking them to conform to your dating strategies, it's just best to let that person move on and date someone else who may be okay with the way that, as the kids say, they move around. Understanding, you know what I'm saying? We're having some authentic conversations and just being in a position not to always think so negatively. I want to put the positive out there. Sometimes what we may perceive as mixed signals is just simply someone not aligning with our dating strategies and techniques or how we want them to date us. And I'm saying us as a woman, not us as if I'm included. But you know, you just have to be, you know, open-minded enough to receive that and understand this person is available. True enough. I'm available. True enough. But the way that they date doesn't mesh well for me. And I know how I want to be courted, and I know how they want to court a person. And we're not having a meeting of the minds. And instead of making it bitter, making it negative, or turning it into a toxic situation where two people are bitter, one person is bitter, one person feeling like they got cheated, you have to be on a level of thinking that understands that just because two people are available and attracted to one another doesn't make them compatible when they're dating, unless someone or both parties are willing to conform to that, to your liking, to what you want. If you want it bad enough, I guess some changes can be made, but I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't take chances on it, or, you know, just really get my heart set on it, because we're all grown. So let's now start to talk about what does mixed signals look like, or could possibly look like manifesting right before your eyes, and you just haven't been able to, you know what, connect the dots. And that's okay, because you know what, we are all we're all unique individuals. We all have different wants. We all, you know, place in levels of importance to different things, and we don't see eye to eye all the time. But if this person is not checking all of the boxes for you, if you've noticed that all of these mixed signals is definitely not aligning with what you want for yourself, maybe this is the time to ask yourself, do I want to continue with this person, or do I want to move forward with having the conversation to let them know this is what it looks like on my end, to make them fully aware, okay? Give them an opportunity to let them know what it looks like, what their behavior looks like, what this looks like to you. So if they want a chance to turn it around, or to give you an explanation, or to basically say, you know what, that's not what the message that I intended to send to you, so my apologies. Can we start over, or can we move forward with some change behavior? You know, you got a lot of things before you. So let's talk about what some of these mixed signals look like, because I got a short amount of time, because at the end of this, I'm going to segue you into some encouragement for your marriage and your relationship by giving you some small clips of Diva Speaks Relationships ministry, okay? So that's what you got to look forward to at the end of the show. But let's start to talk about what these mixed signals look like, so that you can make an informed decision as to what you want to do with this person that you are so into right now. So one of the number one signs of mixed signals, how it manifests, is they're hot and they're cold, okay? One minute they're into you, they're all over you. One minute they can't get enough of you, they're craving your attention, your time. You know, the conversations are just everything that you would like for them to be as far as the level of engagement. And then as soon as you have been filled up and your cup runneth over, they switch it up. Now the text messages are short. It's like you're pulling teeth to get an answer or just to have a basic conversation. It seems like they're too busy for you. They can't make time for you, when it wasn't that way just not so long ago. Those are mixed signals, hot and cold. One minute, you know what? She was all up under you. One minute, she was into this and that, and the two of you were vibing, you were connecting, and now it's like she's cold. She, you know, she's got to go. She needs to call you back or whatever. Mixed signals. Ask yourself, has something happened? Has something shifted? Maybe there's a reasonable explanation. That's why you have to be grown enough and adult enough to have the conversation to see first before you put a pin in it or dial back a little bit. Make sure something hasn't happened and it's just one isolated occurrence or one isolated incident. Other than that, if she ain't got no explanation or he doesn't have an explanation, you might want to qualify this as hot and cold mixed signal. Okay, so the next example of a mixed signal would be, okay, all right, we are going to talk about it tonight, mixed signals. Okay, I am losing my place. Okay, number two, they're not responding like they used to. It used to be that they would respond to you within a reasonable amount of time or within a time frame that you were comfortable with, that left you no questions. It left you not looking at your phone or, you know, checking or whatever. But now it seems as if it takes longer and longer to get back with you and to respond, or the messages are short. Here we go again. Short, very short answers, non-engaging, not offering up much, leaving you to carry the conversation, if a conversation is to be had. And again, it wasn't like that not so long ago, but now you're noticing it feels like they don't really want to talk to me. Well, I'm going to tell you, if they're exhibiting this type of behavior, this qualifies as a mixed signal. Most importantly, has it been happening more than a couple of times? If you've noticed this more than once, that this has happened the first time, you probably let it go. It wasn't that big of a deal. We're all adults. We have lives. We have things going on. There's no telling what could have happened. But now, if you notice the pattern, and if you definitely can say, well, Diva, this has happened more than twice, definitely mixed signals, something's going on. You don't know yet, but something's going on. Red flags, mixed signals. Red flags, mixed signals. Ask yourself, are you going to take control of the direction that you want to go? Okay, not waiting on them to help you make up your mind. Sometimes, okay, you need to look at what's being presented before you and understand that when a person shows you who they are the first time, as Dr. Maya Angelou has reminded us, you know, may she rest in peace, we need to believe them. So ask yourself, are they showing me, okay, are they showing up as their authentic selves? And do I need to just go ahead and exit stage left now? And if this is their authentic self, is this something that I can move forward with? Is this acceptable behavior for me? Or do I need to, you know what, cut my losses, just have the conversation, wish them the best, and you know what, and just move on to the next? So that is a question for you. I just wanted to pose it to you, but we're going to move right along. to the next thing that may qualify as a mixed signal. How about not following up after a date? And here's what I mean by that, because I did a little bit of research and wanted to be very specific, because I was like, that's not a job interview, but it makes perfect sense. How about the two of you have had a couple of dates, or you went out on a date, and by all accounts, through communicating during the course of the date, the both of you have expressed that you had a wonderful time, you were vibing, you were connecting, the food was awesome, the ambiance was everything that you wanted it to be. The company was exquisite. I mean, this was it. I had a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing this person again. I'm looking forward to taking them out, taking her out, even treating him. I'm excited. And then you don't hear from them. The next day, a few days go by, no post-date follow-up is a mixed signal, because in your mind, you were thinking that the two of you meshed really well, you had a fantastic time, and they just didn't ever follow up. So I'm gonna put a pin in it right there as far as that. But if it left you feeling some type of way, if it left you now feeling like, well, damn, I thought they were having a good time, I thought we hit it off really well, and I haven't heard from that person since, they definitely sent you a mixed signal. So definitely pay attention to that. Again, ask yourself the hard question. Is that something that you're willing to deal with? Is that something that you need to pay attention to? What does that mean for you and the courting aspect of whatever you're doing with this person, the dating phase of it? And can you authentically progress into a relationship and not have any type of instability, insecurity, or trust issues if they continue this pattern with you? So moving right along, what else would qualify as a mixed signal? Okay, let's talk about it. How about they're always busy now? After a few dates, a time period, weeks of spending time together, and they were all in, or it seemed like they were all in, and they were definitely into you, because you're thinking, well, I'm intelligent enough to know when somebody's into me, and they were definitely checking all the boxes. I mean, diva, they was checking all the boxes, they was hitting the box, everything was good, and now it seems like they don't have any type of time for me, or they're acting disinterested right now. First it was this, diva, now is that. I get it, okay? Listen, those are mixed signals, honey. You're not crazy. They were there, now they're not, okay? It could be a host of other things, but I need you to focus on the fact that it is a mixed signal. It's not an absolute that they're disinterested, but if that is what you are receiving it to be, if that is what it feels like, then your feelings are valid. Understand me? Your feelings are definitely valid, and you need to do what's in the best interest for you. Ask yourself, is this the type of person that I want to get into a relationship with? If ending up in a relationship is the end goal for you, if dating this person, courting this person, and getting to know this person, spending that time and having that quality time with them means to you that we are on the road, you know, the journey is to end up a destination relationship. If you don't see yourself being in a relationship with a person that exhibits this type of behavior, you can cut it off now. Because we can't go into something thinking that we're going to change people or wanting them to change when this is how they presented themselves in the most important phase of the relationship, the getting to know you, that journey on the way there. So be smart, take it all in, gather your data, and then analyze it and be informed with what you're gonna do next, okay? So moving right along, we just talked about them being all into you and now they ain't got no time for you. The hell, right? Okay, so how about this? Once upon a time, they put forth the initiative and they used to plan activities and dates and outings for the both of you. Now they put forth no effort. Again, once upon a time, or just not that long ago, they used to, and they were very active in the planning events, the invitations, initiating things for the two of you to do. Now they don't. They make no effort. They make no initiating of nothing. However, you do see that if you put forth the effort, if you initiate, they will go. But they don't plan it themselves. They're showing up only. And they're showing you that there's a disconnect somewhere. Because when a person stops planning activities and stops initiating things for the two of you to do and leaves the responsibility or the efforts all on your shoulders, that is showing that there's some disconnect or some disinterest there, or you need to ask yourself, can you carry the bulk of that aspect of the relationship or the courting on your back indefinitely? Is that something that you want to do, or do you want to cut ties right now and be more invested or get into a situation or a dating relationship with someone who understands that it's a joint effort required if we are going to successfully date one another and have a courtship that the both of us can consider a wonderful love affair? You know, you don't want to be the one putting forth all the efforts, the conversations, the texting, the calling, planning of the activities, the vacations, all of that. You don't want the entire bulk of it resting on your shoulders. So we have talked about for this very short time period a few of the things that would qualify as mixed signals, the hot and cold. I can't stress that enough. And let me tell you and leave you with this. Anytime their behavior and how they've been moving with you is leaving you feeling unsettled, anytime their behavior is leaving you feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit bothered, you've got more questions than you do firm resolve, you're playing the analytics game, and you're having to bring others in, you know, and tell them about the shenanigans that's going on with the person that you're dating so that they can help you process this data and give you some feedback. If you have to do all of that, this person is definitely sending you a lot of mixed signals, and they are literally generously giving you red flags. So pay attention, be in tune, be connected, and sometimes you have to really come to the conclusion that even though two single people are interested in dating someone and wanting a relationship, that the two of you may not be in alignment with each other, and that you may not be compatible in, again, the most important aspect on the way to a relationship, which is dating one another. Because if you can't see eye to eye on how to successfully date this person, and they are giving you what you need to be able to check those boxes to say, I want to rock with this person, I want to see where this goes, and, you know, hopefully we can end up in a relationship if things continue to progress and progress well, then definitely it's time to have the conversation with yourself and that person and say, you know what, with the best of intentions, we tried it, it just doesn't work, we're not in alignment. It's not that you're a bad person, it's just that what you're offering, you know, I just don't receive it well, and it looks like this to me. And I don't want to date someone that sends me or what feels like mixed signals, because I need, you know, consistency in your behavior to know that we're compatible. Consistency equates to compatibility for me, and that is not what I see being offered on the table at this time. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this topic. There's more to come. Again, stay tuned and stay connected with the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. Right now, we're going to segue into Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry. This is encouragement and motivation for your relationship. I just want to get your palates wet for the ministry aspect as we roll out more of Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry in 2022, and joining forces with other content creators whose goal and purpose and their objectives is to feed marriages and relationships, you know, help them to survive these critical times that we live in and overcome challenges, and to let you know that you are not alone in your seasons of struggle, and how to have a a happy and healthy, as well as a holy relationship. All of these things are important, but I need you to stay tuned and stay connected to the Divas Fix Relationships Talk Show across all of its affiliates, networks, and cable connections, as well as the radio station. I can't forget Station Head Radio, where the Diva goes on and reads the letters and gives you the feedback. So stay tuned and stay connected. I'll meet you back here very, very soon on the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show. My name is Angela Puerto Real. Sit tight. Here's another.